Hello. This video we're going to look at how to deal with problems where we're using logarithms and the natural number e. In particular, an application to the problem of total revenue over time. So, we are given the following function: total revenue equals 8e to the negative 0.12t. So, t is time, and negative 0.12 would be the discount rate. This is a continuous time problem. So what it means is that total revenue we can write as 8e to the negative 0.12t can also be written as 8 over e to the 0.12t. Therefore, as t gets bigger, the denominator gets bigger, and total revenue will decline. So this is a type of continuous decay function. Okay? So we're asked two questions. One, to calculate the firm's revenue after 3 years. And two, to find out how many years it will take until total revenue falls to 4.8. Both of these are simple problems where we use our calculator. And your calculator should have an e to the x button. So you should check first that you have an e to the x. And you have the natural logarithm button. We will need both of those to do this problem. Okay, now to start. So to do part A, okay, we want to substitute t equals 3 into the function. So the first thing I want to know is what negative 0.12 times t equals when t is 3. So that equals negative 0.12 times 3. So that gives me negative 0.36. So that is what the power that we're going to raise e to. So in our equation, we are going to have total revenue equals 8e to the negative 0.36. Okay? Now that just requires you first off to take your calculator and plug in negative 0.36 and hit the E button. And you will get a number that is equal to 698. Okay, so that's e to the negative 0.36. Now that's going to be multiplied by the number 8, and that will equal total revenue. So that gives us total revenue equal to 5.581, which we can round down to 5.6 if we want the answer in terms of one decimal. So that's how we do part A, finding the total revenue after 3 years. Okay, so I'm going to shrink that down a bit, park it over here. Now the second question is, how many years will it take for total revenue to fall to 4.8? So we want to have total revenue, so now we're looking at problem number B, right? So we want to find t when total revenue equals 4.8. So remember what our equation is. It says that total revenue equals 8e to the negative 0.12t. And we want to find that when total revenue equals 4.8. So now, substituting in, we can see that 4.8 equals 8e to the negative 0.12t. Now there's only one variable left in this equation, and that one is t. So what I want to do first is isolate e to the negative 0.12t because I want to take the natural logarithm shortly. So I'll divide both sides by 8, so I will have 4.8 over 8 equals e to the negative 0.12t. And 4.8 divided by 8 gives me 0.6 equals e to the negative 0.12t. All right, now the next step to do is we have to get the negative 0.12t out of the exponent. Now I want to just remind you quickly about the rules of logs. So if we have e to the x, and we take the natural log of e to the x, it is simply x. So if we take the natural log of e to the negative 0.12t, then we will get negative 0.12t. So that's just a refresher on the rules of logs. So we'll park that over here in the side, and that way you can see it as a reminder. So I need to take the natural log of 0.6, which equals the natural log of e to the negative 0.12t. Okay, now using your calculator, put in 0.6 and hit the natural log button, and you will get the number negative 0.51. On the other side of the equal sign, the log brings the exponent down and the e disappears. That leaves us with negative 0.12t. So we're almost there. So if I divide through by negative 0.12, then I get negative 0.51 divided by negative 0.12 equals t. So again, I get out my calculator and I divide negative 0.51 by negative 0.12. Remembering the negatives are going to cancel, so we're going to be left with a positive number, which turns out to be 4.256 equals t. Typically want to round it to one decimal point, so that means that our final answer is t equals 4.3. So there it is. We have found total revenue, or the number of years it takes, 4.3 years, for the total revenue to fall to 4.8. Okay, let's stop there.